So while we'll get a new Taoiseach on Wednesday, also taking up office for the second time, the US will get its new second term leader on Monday. Donald Trump will be inaugurated in Washington and plans to do a lot from day one. His predecessor gave his final TV sit-down interview to MSNBC's Lawrence O'Donnell last night and warned again about the dangers that the super rich pose to the American people.
If the decision is made that the multi-billionaires, the super, super wealthy, the wealthiest people in the world, begin to control all the apparatuses from the media to the economy, then who do I get to fight back for me?
That's Joe Biden on MSNBC. Eric Ham is a political analyst with CTV News based in Washington, D.C. He's been telling us what else Joe Biden had to say.
Well, he actually said a lot there. And you know, given the fact that he was giving a farewell address, it was pretty striking that he actually went in the direction that he did, attacking this newfound world where you have these oligarchs, as he described them. And of course, the way he also talked about the concentration of power in the hands of a small few. And that wasn't just these powerful rich people like Elon Musk. It was also Donald Trump himself, given the newfound powers by the Supreme Court. But again, I think this was very much a political argument that Joe Biden was making. And quite frankly, it seemed too little too late.
What else did he have to say about his successor?
Well, I think he made clear that his successor, Donald Trump, would also be tasked with the very important role of overseeing the newfound agreement, the ceasefire between Israel and Hamas. And so he talked about that, and he made clear, and I thought this was interesting because we know that there are, I think, questions about who should get credit for this ceasefire. And he made clear that this is now in the hands of his successor, but certainly, I think, a historic moment that was orchestrated by Joe Biden himself that now Donald Trump will be tasked with. And it's very interesting because if you look at when Joe Biden came into office back in 2021, it was Donald Trump who had orchestrated the withdrawal from Afghanistan, and it was now left to Joe Biden to simply execute that withdrawal. And of course, we know how that was bungled and how that actually played out. But now here it is, Joe Biden, who is leaving this very consequential, very fragile ceasefire in place that now Donald Trump will be tasked with overseeing and making sure that it actually goes through and that many of those hostages that are still alive actually return home to their families.
3 days to go to the inauguration. What are we expecting on Monday?
Well, aside from the fact that it's going to be really, really, really cold outside, we're going to not only see Donald Trump's return to power, but Donald Trump will also start and hit the ground running on that day. He is expected to sign several executive orders. The first, of course, being an order to begin mass deportations in the United States of tens of thousands of people from this country. And there has been growing concern about what that actually looks like and who are some of the people that Donald Trump is expected to actually remove from the country. So that will be first. And then, of course, many nations, including our closest allies and our neighbor to the north, Canada, will be looking at if, in fact, Donald Trump is going to move forward with these 25% tariffs that will not only be tremendously problematic for Canada, but will also be problematic for the United States, given how integrated our economies are.
Is there going to be any pushback on him at all in the first few days?
You know, that's a really good question. And I think based in terms of what we are already seeing from Democrats on some of Joe Biden's nominees and how some of the hearings have already gone, I don't believe, and I think even if you look at particularly the Attorney General nominee,
Pam Bondi and how she has responded to some of the questions from many of the Democratic senators, it's very clear to perhaps all of them that many of these, that all of these nominations, none of them are even remotely in doubt. And quite frankly, Democrats don't have the votes to really wage a battle against Donald Trump right now. And even though there is a march that's expected Saturday here in Washington, D.C., I still do not think that we're going to see a robust pushback on Donald Trump from either Democratic national lawmakers or even from some states as well.
It would be a bit of a stretch to call Washington, D.C. Trump town. What's the mood like in the city ahead of Monday?
Well, you're right. It's not Trump town. But I do believe that there is a large anticipation of Donald Trump actually returning to power. In fact, you're already beginning to see a number of his supporters who have begun to flock to Washington, D.C. for his inauguration. And so, again, when you have this expectation that Donald Trump is returning to power and you see many of those very uber wealthy people who have already begun to bend the knee to the will of Donald Trump, who will be at this inauguration, and of course many of these Hollywood A-listers, Sylvester Stallone, Mel Gibson, people who you did not see in the first Trump inauguration or administration. I think what you're seeing and recognizing now is this is truly Donald Trump's moment. What he does with it, that remains to be seen.
That's Eric Hamm in Washington.